I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
I don't know what a good reason would be to fake your own death. Maybe if somebody's out to get you. Maybe if the mob is out to get you. Maybe that's why you would do something.
Or you're married to Olivia Newton-John. Remember her husband did that?
Yeah.
He just up and split.
Yeah. And then they found him on an island or something. What is, makes you wonder, what's going on with Olivia Newton-John?
She still looks pretty good.
Yeah, she looks good. She looks good, but what kind of bucket of crazy is in her?
What's going on behind the curtain?
I don't know. But a woman, and now this story involves the state of Washington somehow. A woman faked her own death so she could go on a car shopping spree with her husband. This 49-year-old woman from Virginia, 2 years ago, came up with a scheme. She'd fake her own death. She came here to this state and legally changed her name after she faked her death. Now, I don't know where I've been trying to figure out through searches where she lived in this state, but I have not been able to come up with this information. This story is all over the Virginia newspapers and television stations out there, but they don't give where in Washington state she lived. But anyway, she fakes her death, and then she moves to our state and legally changes her name. Then she and her husband come up, you know, they get this fake death certificate. They publish death notices in the newspapers in Virginia. And he submits claims for her life insurance. And their plan was once they got the money, they'd go on a shopping spree. Well, they bought 20 fancy cars, and then they wanted to buy more. They couldn't afford some of those, so then they started using fake checks. And then they flipped the cars as collateral for loans for more cars. And cops were able to figure out what was happening right away. Apparently, the dealerships got wise to what they were doing or just thought it was kind of suspicious activity, so they contact the police. The husband and wife have just pleaded guilty to several charges, including bank fraud, counterfeiting, and mail fraud, and they're looking at up to 30 years in prison.
I've got a couple that is facing some trouble, John. More so the husband than the wife. As an enraged woman forced an airliner to make an emergency landing when she discovered mid-flight that her husband was apparently cheating on her. The woman, an Iranian national, was traveling with her husband and child on Sunday from Doha to Bali. And they're going to go to Indonesia. And then so, angered by the discovery, the woman starts to hit her husband. I mean, just starts, you know, bashing him right there. The cabin crew intervened. Nobody could seem to calm down the situation. The in-flight episode spiraling out of control, John. So they make an unscheduled stop in the southern Indian city of Chennai. The woman and her husband and child taken off the plane, and it resumed its journey to Indonesia. And then they say the family spent the day at the Chennai airport and was sent to Kuala Lumpur on a different flight. And so that had to have been uncomfortable there, getting kicked off the plane in the airport and having to deal with all that while you're dealing with this whole other issue. How did she find out that he was having an affair in the middle of the flight, John? Her husband started to fall asleep, and she picked up his hand and used his hand and his fingerprint.
Oh, to get his phone on.
To unlock his fingerprint-protected phone, got in there, and then realized, yeah, there's all the details. There's all the text messages and all that stuff. But as he was sleeping, she used his fingerprint of his own hand.
Figured it all out.
Okay.
Ladies, maybe we have some ladies out there who were turned on by men of certain military rank. Have you ever taken a bath with a colonel? Well, now you can, because this has just been produced and you have a chance. Not every lady's going to get this opportunity, but a select few are going to get an opportunity to take a bath with the colonel. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, in Japan, has created a limited number of bath bombs in the shape.
You get the 11 original spices, herbs and spices in your bathtub.
In the scent and shape of a drumstick, it will cause an explosion of the 11 secret herbs and spices. Now, they only have a few of these that they're going to do. So there's some big lottery that's going on in Japan, right? 100. Actually, they're going to have 100 lucky winners who will get to enjoy the aroma of the colonel in their bathtub. Winners will get the KFC bath bomb. They also get a red, white, and red and white KFC branded box.
Bath bomb.
KFC.
That sounds nasty.
Now, you remember KFC put out the fried chicken scented sunscreen and lip balm and the candle?
Yeah.
And now they're doing
fingertip stuff, the nail polish that's edible.
Yeah. To enter the competition, you got to visit the KFC Japan Twitter. Go to KFC Japan Twitter if you want to enter this and be one of the lucky 100 ladies. Now, you might think that's kind of freaky, taking a bath with the Colonel. But wouldn't you rather do that than that freaky-looking king, the Burger King, or Ronald McDonald? I think you'd probably choose the Colonel.